one out of the service book, PIN numbers 533, 405, 633, 601, 401, and 603. In our opening hymn today, our soloists will sing stanza two. With all the order of service received on the way to gain on page 3 with confession and absolution, followed by the sharing of peace and the processional hymn. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and be seated with confessions. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
chapter 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we, who died to sin, still live in it? Do you not know that all of us, when we're baptized into Jesus Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that death he died to sin, one for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia verse.
You have a calendar like this? Does it have all these neat pictures?
been there? Nice. Wonderful. What about here? Out in California. I'm just going to go. I'm going to go all these places. It's a new year, right? New year. All these cool places to go. I'm going to go to all of them. Did you see the water? And rocks and trees. Maybe a hot tub. Some places have hot tubs. I bet you had a lot of fun. Well, do you know what's in a hot tub? Water. And you know what we use water for? Drink it. It keeps us alive when we drink it, right? What else do we use water for? Like, we drag out front here in church. Baptize. Yeah. Can you sing real loud? Oh, that's how you drink a water bottle, yeah. We drink that way. And today we celebrate Jesus' baptism. Did you know that's what we're celebrating? We came into a new year in the church in Advent, right, Pete? You got water in your belly? That's a good place for it. Better than on the floor. And a new beginning with Jesus' baptism. Pastor read about Jesus' baptism in the gospel. Did you hear him read? Did you hear Pastor read? And you know what happened when Jesus was baptized? He went into the water, right? And the heavens were opened up. Yeah, and you know what happened when the heavens opened up? The Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove. And then there was a voice. If you didn't see anyone talk, and you heard a big booming voice, who did you think it was?
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. This was God's voice. This was God's voice that said, you, talking to Jesus, you are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased. Do you ever been told that you're doing really good by mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or your teachers? They tell you?
Yeah.
And God said, Jesus, I am so pleased with you. What do you think Jesus did that was so good? We talked like, but he probably gave a lot of money to church.
Hey,
he got baptized. He got baptized. We're going to make a song about that. Hey. Right? And Jesus was baptized. And you know what happened after that? He went out in the desert. And the devil was with Jesus out in the desert.
Jesus died from a scorpion.
Jesus didn't die from a scorpion. Where did Jesus die?
On the cross.
And then Mr. Schumacher read. And you know what happens? What did you do when you were baptized?
No.
Did you bring lots of money?
No.
Did you heal people?
No.
No. You were just perfect. Were you perfect?
Yes, I was perfect.
You were perfect. Maybe I thought so. Said, just like Jesus was baptized, we are baptized, and Jesus died on the cross, and we are baptized in Jesus' name. I know. You know what else? We are baptized in Jesus' name into death, and just like that, we are baptized into his name. Because what happened after Jesus died? What happened with Jesus? He rose again, and you know what happens after we die? We have another new beginning, a new life, because of what Jesus did. Because Jesus died and rose for us, we are baptized just like that. And when we die, we are given new life again with Jesus in heaven. And that's the grace that we have. Let me say a prayer right now.
Dear Father,
thank you for your grace.
Thank you for your grace.
We continue with the sermon in the Jordan's River Came Our Lord on page 10. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many times have you been born? A seemingly simple question. Bah! But maybe it's a trick. My mother gave birth to me in April of 1966 in Indiana. One birth. But the answer is not one, is it? I was born once at the hospital, and that was my little birth. My big birth was on May the 1st, 1966, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Valparaiso, Indiana. On that day, I was born again of water and the Spirit. On that day, the day of my big birth, the Holy Spirit descended upon me, and God the Father declared, "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." I have been born twice. I had my little birth at the hospital and my big birth in the waters of holy baptism. So how many times have you died? Another trick question. Since you're sitting here, it would appear that the answer would be zero, but not if you take a close look at our epistle lesson today from Romans. We see in Romans 6:8. "Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him." As a baptized child of God, you have already experienced your big death. In baptism, you died with Christ. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. At a baptism, I make the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Perhaps I should also make the sign of the cross upon your hands and your feet and your side to show that in baptism you have been crucified with Christ. In baptism you have died with Christ and you have been raised with Christ. You have gone through the big death and have been born again. So your little death, your physical death, now holds no great terror because you are in Christ. And Christ has conquered death. In baptism, your old self, your sinful nature, your old Adam, has been crucified with Christ. Because you have died with Christ and risen with Christ, you are no longer a slave to sin. You have been set free. You live with Christ. You live in Christ. Your sinful nature has been crucified. But the devil knows that your flesh still desires to sin. The devil uses this to try to pull you back into slavery to sin. One powerful tool in the devil's arsenal is to convince you that because you live in the grace of Jesus, that now you are a spiritual being and what you do with your body doesn't matter. The devil wants you to believe that because Jesus has canceled the condemnation of the law, that now you're free to sin. He wants to convince you that you, because you like to sin and Jesus likes to forgive sins, that this is a good arrangement for everyone. Paul addresses this head on in our epistle lesson. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Your sinful nature is a remnant of your past life before you died the big death and you were born again in water and the Spirit. It was once your master, but no more. Sin no longer enslaves you. In baptism, you did not just get a change of status, you received a new life. You walk in the newness of life to delight in God's will and walk in his ways to the glory of his holy name. You live now as a baptized child of God. At your baptism, the Holy Spirit descended upon you, and God the Father declared, "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." You died with Christ, and you rose to new life. Living out your new life after baptism is a great challenge. The world around you does not want to help you. Your own flesh betrays your new life as the old sinful self still desperately clings to you, trying to retake control. The devil works against you at every turn. He tempts you to forget about your new life in Christ by reminding you of your sin and accusing you of the sin you've committed so that you give up hope and despair. He wants you to reject God's will and abandon his ways. Instead, just give in to your every sinful desire. The devil wants you to become self-righteous and think that you're good enough on your own. Certainly, you're a lot better than those other bad sinners. Fight back against the devil with daily contrition and repentance. Sorrow over your sin. Turn away from sin. And turn back to Jesus. Jesus is baptized into your sin. He enters into the waters of repentance and takes upon himself your sin. He takes your sin, and with your sin upon him, The Holy Spirit descends on Jesus like a dove, and God the Father says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." In the waters of his baptism, Jesus begins to die for you. And in your baptism, you die with Christ and rise with Christ to walk in newness of life, in love for God and love for your neighbor. You are a baptized child of God. This is the truth. But the devil wants you to forget this truth. So each morning, remember who you are in Christ. When you are tempted to sin, remember who you are in Christ. Make the sign of the cross and remember in your baptism, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps make the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Perhaps even make the sign of the cross on your hands and your feet and your side to remember your sinful self has been crucified with Christ. You are a new creation. Your old sinful self is crucified with Christ. Your old sinful nature is nailed to the cross with Jesus. Your sin is taken away from you by Jesus and paid for on the cross of Calvary. You are forgiven. You are set free. This is the most important thing in this life on your way to your little death. When you die your little death, we will focus on this truth. At your funeral, we begin with the invocation, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. This incomplete sentence reminds you of how you first entered the kingdom of God. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We will cover your casket with a white cloth to remember that you have put on Christ and are covered by the white robe of Jesus' righteousness. And we will look to these verses from Romans chapter 6. I'll say, in holy baptism, this person was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all of his or her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." I was visiting a member recently at hospice. Hospice focuses your attention on what's really important. Politics are no longer important. Economics are no longer important. Entertainment is no longer important. Belongings are no longer important. Family's still important. But the most important thing is to know the truth that you are a baptized child of God who has died with Christ and has been born again. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. In hospice, you await your little death in hope and peace, because you've already experienced your big death, and your little death will transition you to eternal life. You are a baptized child of God. You have died with Christ. You are a new creation. Live in the newness of life. Delight in his will and walk in his ways. You are dead to sin. You are alive to God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith. Until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The prayers to remember Becky Crossman has cancer. Bob Burnett has been moved to hospice. For Lexi, the granddaughter of friends of Matt Frankie, a young girl being treated for a serious medical issue. For Pat Moore, a friend from Selmayr, who's been hospitalized with low sodium. For Jenny Depps and her family, a friend of Kim Freeman's, who's been hospitalized with complications from cancer. For Flo Harmon, hospitalized with COVID. For the Kahn family at home suffering with COVID. And for all families of those suffering. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those baptized in Christ's righteousness, made bold in faith and fervent in love, that we may live out heavenly lives even in this world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we who have died in this world in holy baptism would evermore and more live in the resurrected life of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who proclaim Jesus Christ, that through their godly message many would repent of their sins and join him in his heavenly kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the family, especially all Christian homes, for husbands and wives, that God would turn them toward one another in love. For fathers and mothers, that God would equip them for their holy duty as teachers of the faith. And for all children, that God would preserve them in the saving faith and certain promises of their baptism unto life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have been called children of God in holy baptism, that they would serve the Lord with fear and always seek refuge in the kingdom of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the rulers of nations, that they would submit to the preaching of God's word and acknowledge Jesus as true Christ and true King. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those bruised and afflicted in spirit, especially Becky, Bob, Lexi, Pat, Jenny, Flo, the Kahn family, and all those suffering with COVID, that Christ would be a servant to them in their hour of need and bring them out of their afflictions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all who received holy baptism, that they would treasure this heavenly gift and so receive the body and blood of Christ for their forgiveness, life, and salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you manifested yourself in the Holy Spirit in the fullness of grace at the baptism of your dear Son. With your voice, you directed us to the one who has borne our sins, that we may receive grace and forgiveness. Keep us, we implore you, in the true faith. Since we have been baptized in accordance with your command and the example of your Son, strengthen our faith by your Holy Spirit and lead us to everlasting life and salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you.
that had hidden from before the foundation of the world you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him you found the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Thank you.
true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Spirit, one God, now and forever.